This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg will hold an election for mayor. The incumbent and two challengers are running for the office. One issue on top of Galesburg voters' minds right now is a proposed $26 million Lake Story expansion project. Tri-State's Public Radio's Debbie Moreno explains the project and tells us what the candidates for mayor think about it.
A Phase 1 feasibility study released in December outlines expanding the lake to four times its current size and building new homes. Galesburg's Parks and Recreation Director, Tony Oligny-Estill, explains that the proposed project is rooted in offering the community more recreational opportunities.
There's not enough to do in Galesburg. I'm not saying that's true, but that is the perception. Mm-hmm. And so this was an idea to increase recreational opportunities. The development side, right, and this is, I think, where some people are also getting confused, where, you know, hey, we might build houses out there and all that kind of stuff. That is really just one means to pay for an expanded lake. It doesn't mean we have to build houses. We don't have to do development. It's just a method of paying for the project.
Oligny-Estill says the Phase 1 feasibility study was conducted in a vacuum without community input to assess whether the project is financially viable. The $26 million price tag includes $10 million for purchasing land, $6 million for building costs, and an estimated $10 million for park use. When the city released the feasibility study, farmers and homeowners learned the city was eyeing their properties for annexation. The pushback came hard and fast. Area residents let the council know through emails, in-person city council presentations, and by way of attorneys that their land and properties are not for sale. The second phase of the feasibility study was then tabled where it remains. Only a council member can reintroduce it for a vote. One of the mayoral candidates serves on the city council. He is Peter Schwartzman, and he says he opposes moving into the second phase of the feasibility study.
What we've learned is that the city did not consult with any of the landowners. And that seems like something we should have done. If not before phase one, then certainly during phase one. And the failure to do so has created an extreme division in our community, independent of whether we vote for it or against it.
Schwartzman says he's also concerned the city would use eminent domain to force homeowners to relocate and landowners to give up their farms.
We have not heard a coherent argument for obtaining this land other than through eminent domain. Suggestions that it can be had otherwise have not been demonstrated to me.
Schwartzman says moving ahead with the next phase of the feasibility study would be a poor use of taxpayer dollars. The other challenger in the race is political newcomer Christine Crow. She also opposes the proposed project, saying she's concerned about the risk of fluctuating home values.
This project, while it had the best of intentions, it carries a tremendous amount of risk that I cannot get behind, simply because the success of this expansion really hinges on the ability for Galesburg to attract enough interest in home purchases along the lake.
Crow's day job is in risk management, and she draws on that expertise when considering the proposed Lake Story expansion project.
I work a lot with capital expenditures, cost and risk analysis at United Healthcare. So I lead a team that has to keep a very tight budget in terms of computer development. And I've been very well trained to determine the level of risk and then what we can absorb.
Current Mayor John Pritchard is running for a third term. He says he sees a need in Galesburg's housing market and is taking the long view. Pritchard considers the proposed project similar to the Oak Run development that began in the 1970s.
I have the history of having been old enough to see people go out and buy a bunch of farmland out at Oak Run and put in a dam, and now there's 416 homes in that whole development. That didn't happen in year one. It happened over many, many years, and they're still adding properties, and now they've been around long enough where they're tearing down old properties and rebuilding, you know, nicer properties.
Pritchard has a different view of the housing market than Crow. He foresees slow and incremental growth over decades.
I think one of the things that has been always a concern is the fact that so much of our housing is old, and even when new people look at moving to the area for work, younger people, young professionals can't find the housing stock they're interested in.
None of the three candidates considers the proposed Lake Story expansion project the sole focus of Galesburg's future recreational offerings. Parks and trail development and sports programming will continue, but each candidate has some new ideas. One of Schwartzman's hopes is to attract more visitors.
I also think Logistics Park, part of it should be transformed into a visitation center that has a Ferris wheel or some visible element from the road, which would draw people into Galesburg.
Crow's vision for expanding recreational opportunities is to make use of Sandburg Mall.
Right now, the mall is sitting and decaying. My first idea would have been, it would be great to make a big softball baseball complex there that maybe you could have some type of a facility to give additional places for, let's say, teenagers to hang out.
Pritchard is focused on the city's swimming pool as an upcoming recreational need.
The city of Galesburg's Hawthorne Center pool is very old and there's new state regulations, and it's going to be pretty much very expensive to maintain that as a pool. So I'd like to have a discussion with the various stakeholders who are involved in pools. That would be the YMCA, the school district, and so forth, and look at developing a proper indoor aquatic center.
Galesburg's mayoral election will be Tuesday, April 6th. For early voting information, visit the City of Galesburg's website. I'm Deborah Moreno for Tri-States Public Radio News.